Las Vegas, AP, the DNA of a jailed elected official who was angered by past and upcoming newspaper stories was found on the hands of a Las Vegas investigative reporter who fought for his life while being stabbed to death outside his home, authorities said Thursday. County Public Administrator Robert Tells stood handcuffed in court with bandages on his wrists and police officers at his elbows while a prosecutor told a judge that Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter Jeff German's death was a planned attack by an assailant who left his own cell phone at home and waited in a vehicle outside German's home. The published articles regarding a public figure, the public administrator's office, ruined his political career, likely his marriage, and this was him lashing out at the cause. Chief Deputy Clark County District Attorney Richard Scow said of Tells. Scow said German was stabbed 7 times. His body was found Saturday. Las Vegas Justice of the Peace Alana Lee Graham called a police report detailing the attack chilling, including the discovery of wounds on German's arms and DNA believed to be from Tells in German's fingernails. He was fighting for his life, the judge said of the 69-year-old longtime journalist. It appears from this report that Mr. Tells was waiting, and called, German, over to the side of his own home. Graham ordered Tells, 45, jailed without bail pending arraignment next Tuesday on a murder charge. Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson called German's death brutal and meaningless, and the case against Tells important for the community. Wolfson said a decision about whether to seek the death penalty will be made in coming months. Earlier Thursday, police officials described Tell's arrest late Wednesday after a brief police standoff at his home. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said Tell's was hospitalized for what the sheriff called self-inflicted wounds, hours after investigators served a search warrant and confiscated vehicles in the criminal probe of German's killing. Tell's had been a focus of German's reporting about turmoil, including complaints of administrative bullying, favoritism and Tell's relationship with a subordinate staffer in the county office that handles property of people who die without a will or family contacts. Tells, a Democrat, went on to lose his bid for re-election in the June primary. This has been an unusual case from the beginning, Lombardo told reporters at a news conference. The murder of an investigative journalist, and the main suspect an elected official here in Clark County. Lombardo is the elected head of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department and is running as a Republican for governor. He said Tells was quickly identified as a suspect with the help of media, including the Review-Journal. Every murder is tragic. But the killing of a journalist is particularly troublesome, Lombardo said. Tells was identified early in the investigation as a person upset about articles that were being written by German, as an investigative journalist, that exposed potential wrongdoing, Las Vegas Police Captain Dory Corin said. Tells had publicly expressed his issues with that reporting, Corin said. We found out later there was additional reporting that was pending. In addition to Tells' suspected DNA at the crime scene, Corin said investigators serving a search warrant at Tells' home found shoes and a distinctive wide straw hat. Corin said the items matched those worn by a person captured on security camera video wearing a blaze orange shirt and walking toward German's home. He showed photos of the shoes and the hat and said they had been cut up. A murder weapon has not been found, but Lombardo said police have distorted video that shows the attack. He said investigators were attempting to enhance it. Investigators said a distinctive maroon GMC Yukon Denali SUV was seen driving around German's neighborhood September 2, the morning of the killing, stopping several times. That vehicle, registered to Tell's wife, departed Tell's home around 9 a.m. and returned around noon, Corin said. Police believe German was attacked about 11:15 a.m., and his garage door was open. Tell's was questioned by police Wednesday and then returned home, where he ignored reporters' questions as he entered and did not respond to officers at his door until SWAT units and an ambulance arrived in the evening. German joined the Review-Journal in 2010 after more than 2 decades at the Las Vegas Sun, where he was a columnist and reporter who covered courts, politics, labor, government and organized crime. In a statement, German's family called him a loving and loyal brother, uncle and friend who devoted his life to his work exposing wrongdoing in Las Vegas and beyond. We're shocked, saddened and angry about his death, the statement said. Jeff was committed to seeking justice for others and would appreciate the hard work by local police and journalists in pursuing his killer. We look forward to seeing justice done in this case. Glenn Cook, executive editor of the Review Journal, said the newsroom had mixed emotions following Tells' arrest. "We are relieved Robert Tells is in custody and outraged that a colleague appears to have been killed for reporting on an elected official," the statement said. "Journalists can't do the important work our communities require if they are afraid a presentation of facts could lead to violent retribution. Hopefully, the Review Journal, the German family and Jeff's many friends can begin the process of mourning and honoring a great man and a brave reporter," it said. Tells, a lawyer who practiced probate and estate law, won his elected position in 2018, replacing a three-term public administrator. He lost his June party primary to Assistant Public Administrator Rita Reed, who faces a Republican challenger in November. Tells' term expires December 31. Clark County officials said Thursday that Tells was suspended and banned from county offices or property pending a review of his position as an elected official. County employees of the administrator's office are currently working from home, and the office will remain closed until a determination is made about when it can reopen, the statement said. In the weeks before the June 14 primary, German bylined reports about an office mired in turmoil and internal dissension between longtime employees and new hires under Tells' leadership. Tells blamed old-timers for exaggerating the extent of his relationship with a female staffer and falsely claiming that he mistreated them. Tells later posted Twitter complaints about German, the Review Journal reported, including claims in June that German was a bully who was obsessed with him. German, widely known and respected for his tenacity, was working on follow-up reports, the newspaper said Wednesday. He recently filed public records requests for emails and text messages between Tells and three other county officials, including Reed and consultant Michael Murphy. Murphy, the former Clark County coroner hired to address complaints about leadership in the public administrator's office, did not immediately respond to a telephone message. Ken Ritter, the Associated Press. Elizabeth Brumley, Las Vegas Review Journal via AP, greater than. JPG, caption. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo speaks at a news conference on the arrest of Clark County Public Administrator Robert Rob Tells, Thursday, September 8, 2022, in Las Vegas. Tells was arrested Wednesday in the fatal stabbing of Las Vegas Review Journal reporter Jeff German, whose investigations of the official's work preceded his primary loss in June. AP photo, John Locker, greater than, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department via AP, greater than, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department via AP, greater than.